Thank you. Well, thank you, and I apologize for my English. I try to speak slowly, but you can understand me. Well, I'm going to speak about Paris Bar Pro Bono. I am in Paris the responsible of the legal aid and pro bono. It's not at all the same thing. It's not at all the same population. Each country needs legal aid. And we have in France now a problem about legal aid because the country, the estate tells to the lawyers, we have no more money because there is an economic crisis. And then you must find money other way for legal aids. And then we are in France reflecting about this problem, perhaps with insurance, perhaps with a special stamp on all the legal contracts or like that. We don't know, but we reflect to find money because legal aids, it's very important for the population. But pro bono, it's very different. In Paris, to contribute to an effective and meaningful access to the rights for the most disadvantaged and poorer people in our country, the Paris Bar has developed gradually over several years partnerships and activities requiring the investment of volunteer lawyers in Paris. Several partnerships have been concluded between the Paris Bar, humanitarian and social institutions. Followed several agreements signed between the Paris Bar and the following institution, the Red Cross, the French Secours Populaire, for the very poor people, and also Les Restaurants du Cœur, who are restaurants for very poor people. Initially, a team of fellow volunteer lawyers starts to provide basic legal initiation to volunteer associations with, in turn, on the ground, directed to the included. Regarding the free consultations, which initially were performed at the Paris courts and in district halls in Paris city, one observation has been made. Some may never dare to come to this consultation because of the places where they were held. In Paris, when the opening of houses of justice and law and of points of access to the law, it's places where people can go to have advice. When these houses started, many of the lawyers of Paris Bar have volunteered. The very poor people were very demanding to consult on site, and the demand was not yet satisfied. Thus was born a very large project, which goal was to mobilize and all the lawyers of the Paris Bar in a voluntary approach to the excluded. Paris Bar Pro Bono is above all a commitment of volunteer lawyers to participate and in activities for citizens who need it most. The Paris Bar has created a bus called the Bus of Solidarity, for which no appointment is necessary and where anonymity, yes, is complete. The bus is known by social workers, and the very poor people. The City Hall of Paris provides two poster campaigns of 15 days each per year and inform the Parisian people about this operation by public lights, signs, and in each district. The bus, funded by the Paris Bar, was parked four times a week in the poor district of Paris, and we have a new project. We have a new park for this bus, and then in five areas, yes. These people can come and to see lawyers. Volunteers lawyers give since 2003 free consultation to the poor without any appointments. Since this period, the scheme has helped more than 18,000 people to receive free legal advice. The attendance increased each year due to the ease of access to this free legal advice. The advantage of the bus is to go closer to the exclusion to inform, provide an initial consultation, and to guide people to existing structures. In general, it's women and men between 40 to 60 years old. They came once, and they came again. And we have, which we work with an association, which is named Droit d'Urgence. And a lawyer of Droit d'Urgence is still here to help the lawyers. It's three lawyers who are in this bus each day and each area. And each year and this year with the economic crisis, we have 3,000 people come, and now we have still the 300 of the past year because it's so much people in the streets with big problems and problems various family problems to social problems. We have also a lot of foreigners because in France now we have the law who are very strict and very difficult for the people who come from other countries. And then we have each day they are in the devant. How do you say devant?
Devant.
Oui. On the bus, like that, waiting to a consultation. And we try to help them the most we can. For this operation, the Council of Europe and the European Commission, meeting in Catania in Sicilia in 2008, award to the Paris Bar the prize of Crystal Scales of Justice for this solidarity bus. This prize rewards innovating practices, contributing to quality and improving the operation of the public civil justice. And this prize rewards particularly the commitment of the Paris Bar who participates through voluntary actions of these members to fight against exclusion. I told you we have various partnerships with Droit d'Urgence to take advantage of the field experience of this association. An agreement was signed under which a partnership is provided upon a part of the Paris Bar pro bono The Paris Bar provides consultations with emergency rights to the following associations: Médecins du Monde, Doctors of the World, the Army High, the Catholic Help, and in addition to these consultations, emergency rights support consultation provided on the bus. Several spots of consultation have lawyers in place. The social action centers of the City Hall of Paris regarding the homeless. It's working with the City of Paris. Reintegration of people in society, a social district association for those whom received a minimum income. These employment actions are to bring together stakeholders, lawyers and social workers to create a single point of solidarity. We have a lot of projects, and in these projects we want to, and we work with very huge law firm, with small law firm, with single lawyers, because it's for us, it's, well, it's a war, but it's a war for the poor, to help them. And I think, and I agree, the Paris Bar provide special, how you say, formation, formation? No, formation, training about all the problematic of the poor people. And we ask and we need the best lawyers for the poorest. It's very important for them. And the bus, we rent, it's Paris Bar who rents this bus. And we pay with all the money that the lawyers put in a cash, special cash for the clients. We can't put the money of the client in our bank. We have a special bank to put all the money of the clients, and with the interest, we can do pro bono actions. And we rent this bus, and it's a very nice bus. Because it's important, because for the poorest, they must have the best.
Croissant, et café, croissant.
Next year. We have we work still with an association which is very good. His name is Adi, A-D-I-E. It's to help people who want to create a small business. It's microcredit.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. And I give a response. And we have lawyers, they stay in their office and they can give advice to all these people just with a phone call. And it's quite important. And we have also, for example, we are working with a League Against the Cancer. And it's the same. When somebody wants to have an advice, they can phone. And the lawyer is in his firm, and he can respond. And it's quite important to have very quickly some response about the problem you can have. But sometimes it's very, it's not very big. It's a little thing. But the important for the association, for the people, not to have the impression to be alone. It's quite important. Well, I have a lot of things to explain to you, but I prefer to speak in French. For this reason, I think I'm going to stop. I can respond to you if you have some question to pose. Thank you very much.